fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 14th of March. And prepper tip of the day, it's a twofer. First of all, a reminder to get your night vision now while you can. During a crisis, well, it's simply not going to happen, is it? If you can only get one piece, get yourself a weapon sight first. The second prepper tip of the day is I ran across, thanks to my engineer here at Republic Broadcasting, a brand of merino wool socks I was not aware of until today. The brand name is Fit Sock. That's Foxtrot India Tango Sierra Oscar Kilo. Fit Sock. We hope to have some posted at my website on under John's Survival and Tactical Gear later in the day. We're patiently in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest quite a long time ago, more than 20 years ago, to understand the true nature of the threat posed by international communism to not only the United States, but the world in general. And he his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. His website is jrnyquist.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, good to have you with us, as always. Your being on this show has gotten very excellent comments from people who are regular listeners, men and women who used to hear you on my show years ago, 8-9 years ago. They're glad to have you back, and of course I am also. Jeff, the mass media continues to beat the drums of the non-existent collusion between President Trump, his campaign, and the Russians, and then trying to make something evil that is supposed to happen, which is the president-elect, once he was elected in November 2016, it's expected, it's normal, it's supposed to be the way it is, that the president's transition team would make contact with the major world powers, England, France, Germany, China, Japan, and of course Russia. That's expected and that's normal, isn't it?
Yes, it is normal. It's, you know, the media is not engaged in delivering news anymore. Media is engaged in information warfare on behalf of a foreign power when it attempts to frame people in the government without real evidence for being in collusion with the foreign power. And I believe that ultimately the Russians think this game is funny. Because, look, those of us who are familiar with Russia's links to the far left in this country over the last 70 years plus, we know that it's the people on the left that are pointing the finger are the people who have really colluded with Russia in the past and in the recent past. And the idea of them pointing a finger at the President of the United States, President Trump, for them to accuse him is very strange. And it's only because they think the public is stupid and doesn't have any memory of the past that they think they can do this. And this game, which the public is completely unaware of, is insofar as the public doesn't remember, you got to realize who was on the side of the Viet Cong in the Vietnam War. You just played the song at the beginning of the hour, celebrating our air mobile troops in Vietnam, the way they attacked this new form of warfare we developed. It was Hillary Clinton. It was Bill Clinton who were protesting against our soldiers, and they were for the Viet Cong. It was Bill Clinton who went to Moscow and Prague behind the Iron Curtain in 1969 and 1970. And these people are now going to point the finger. These people and their appointees and their followers are pointing the finger at President Trump and trying to make a giant scandal for more than a year. And what one fact have they come up with? That the president or his staff met with some Russian officials like every president and every president's staff does in their official business?
That's right. What's that term that came up a couple of months ago? Nothing burger?
Yeah, nothing burger. And now, it's so funny the way this plays with what the Russians are doing, because now the Russians openly assassinate people in Britain. I mean, this nerve agent they used on this Russian defector, this Russian former Russian colonel, who was, I guess, traded for one of the spies we caught here, this Russian colonel and his daughter, they used this nerve agent, which is a Russian weapon. It's a very expensive weapon. It's a very difficult weapon to use. Exposed a British policeman. And when the British prime minister demands an explanation and gives a deadline, the Russian response is, we're a nuclear power. You better not mess with us.
Right. Well, most people never get closer to a homicide investigation than reading a novel or watching a movie, but I've been involved in homicide investigations all my life, since 1973, Jeff. My professional opinion as a homicide detective is Russia used this particular nerve agent because they wanted the word to get out that they can do this to anybody they want, anywhere they want. Russia has operatives fully capable of using, for example, an ice pick to the brain or a .22 caliber bullet to the brain, walking away and leaving no evidence traceable back to Russia. They wanted to be found out. They're in your face wanting to put the fear of themselves in anybody and everybody that they can get you no matter where you are. That's why they chose this method, Jeff, was to make that point crystal clear. That you're not safe no matter where you are. That's my opinion, Jeff.
You're absolutely right. I mean, there is no doubt they intended the entire world to know that they killed or attempted to kill these people. They were broadcasting to the world that we can kill you wherever you are. Britain is a famous country for giving sanctuary to Russian defectors. And they're announcing to everybody who's a Russian, whoever decided their government was evil and to come to the West, well, your number's next. And you better surrender now. You better give up now. You better realize who's boss. The British cannot protect you. We're a nuclear power. They're afraid of us. And pretty soon, they're going to say, John Moore, we don't like your television program. We're going to kill you. And the United States better not mess with us. And who will they not kill next?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right,
they'll kill
right.
Jeff Nyquist because he supposedly hates Russians, right? And all I'm doing is pointing out that the Russian government is doing things in broad daylight on purpose. This is very sinister, and nobody can argue that this is innocent, that this is a Christian thing to do.
Hardly. Hardly. Well, Vladimir Putin was, I believe, a colonel in the KGB before his political career took off. You don't get to be a colonel in the KGB unless you're a cold-blooded killer, do you, Jeff?
Well, I don't think that Putin did. I mean, the thing is that the KGB, of course, is a huge organization, and it has a terrible reputation. It has the reputation the same as the SS in Germany, you know, the Gestapo, I should say, rather, in Germany. It is an organization that tortures people, that arrests people, that blackmails people, that assassinates people, that uses every dirty trick in the book to make people do its will, to make people work for it. There was a tragic story here not too long ago, and about a man who hanged himself in Rostov in southern Russia. He had been living in a closet his whole life, his whole adult life. He had lived in a closet because housing space is so unavailable in Russia. And he finally gave in. The police wanted him, the secret police wanted him to inform on somebody living in his building. And he had refused for a long time, and finally he decided to do it because they promised him an apartment if he did it. So he did it. He informed on this person, and they didn't give him the apartment they had promised. So he hanged himself in protest.
That is so sad and so tragic. But that's the way it's been since 1917. That's the way they've been conducting business, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes, it is. It's the way. It's hard for Americans to imagine this system in this country, Russia, and how it works and how it distorts people and how the people who come to power. I asked a Russian defector some years back, Colonel Stanislav Lunev. I asked him. I said, "Are there any good people in the Kremlin, in the Russian hierarchy, in the Russian general staff?" And he said, he looked at me like I'd asked a stupid question. And he said, "These are not human beings. These are crazy persons." And he, as a colonel in the GRU, he worked directly for the generals. He was a debriefer for Gorbachev. He gave intelligence briefings to the chairman, the general secretary of the Communist Party Soviet Union. So this is a man who knew those people, who'd worked with them directly. And his opinion of them was that they were, well, they were psychopaths.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's a pretty scary system of government. So, yes, what you say about having to be a killer, having to be brutal, you imagine the house that Stalin built was built on the bones of 30 to 60 million Russians and other nationalities that were killed by that regime. We cannot in America imagine a government that in the lifetime of one person kills that many people in order to establish a new system. That's never happened in any other country until it first happened in Russia.
And then Mao Zedong was right on his heels when he took power towards the end of World War II, wasn't he?
Yeah, Mao killed more. Mao was the number one killer, and of course Mao had access to China, to a country with more people, so he could kill more. And if they come here, they'll kill in proportion to the population of the United States.
I thought communists took power here.
Yeah.
Well, that's been mentioned. One of the police officers who was undercover with American communists. What was that man, the Chicago gentleman who was one of Obama's mentors?
Oh, Bill Ayers.
Yeah, Bill Ayers was quoted along those lines by undercover agent that he was willing to set up the camps and murder Americans to accomplish his goals, didn't he?
Yeah, I think wasn't the figure 15% of Americans would have to be killed?
That's what I recall. That's what I recall.
Yeah, and you do the math there. That's probably around 50 million people right now.
Well, that sounds about right. All I can say is good luck, because we are not Russians. We are not Chinese. We are a people who are used to freedom, We have more privately owned firearms than any country in the history of the world, and more proficiency with firearms. But they'll probably use something like starvation to accomplish their goal, won't they, Jeff?
Well, they use every single tactic or approach that they can use. They will use economic warfare. They will use, you know, they are probably introducing toxins and poisons. I mean, if they're going to poison a couple people with nerve agents, what kind of poisons and toxins are they introducing into our food? How many of our companies are they infiltrating? You know, some of our practices, I wonder, some of our practices of our medical profession. How much is this, how much sabotage is being done right now to our country that's on a very low-key level? You know, I don't know. I know that they're absolutely diabolical in their strategies, the things they do. You know, that I don't know if you you heard of the work of I'm thinking of his name now. He worked at the Pentagon. His name is Kevin. I can't think of the last name, but he wrote a book. I interviewed him before about how the collapse. The financial collapse in 2008 was caused by a foreign power. And they don't know which foreign power did it because they used international continental exchanges, ICEs, to move money to do naked short-selling attacks on our financial banks, on the main one that collapsed in 2008 that started the whole process. So his whole analysis was that we were attacked economically by a foreign power. Through our own market system.
Well, Jeff, there's along those lines, you aren't necessarily aware of this. Back in 2008, I had a Sunday show here in Republic Broadcasting, and the last Sunday of June 2008, I issued a warning to all my listeners to sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September 2008 because of the soon-to-happen worldwide collapse of the stock and bond market. Now, that came from a bank that's not quite 300 years old. It's within six or eight years of being 300-year-old bank, starting its fourth century. And that warning was to their own account holders that they should sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September 2008. You know, unless it was contrived and planned in advance, they could not possibly issue that warning with that exact date in mind, the end of September 2008. So I was just looking for the audio section here. It's hard to do two things at once. But we have the audio clip. It's probably moved to another side of my website where people can listen to it and give that warning. It's pretty amazing stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. There's also the biography of the Secretary of Treasury under Bush, who wrote about how the Chinese had come to him saying that the Russians, we had allowed the Russians and Chinese to invest in Fannie and Freddie Mac, and how the Russians had were proposing to the Chinese that they caused the collapse of our Fannie and Freddie Mac home loan bank.
Jeff, I located the archive. It was 29th of June 2008, and I was quoting the warning from the Royal Bank of Scotland, which is about 5 or 6 years away from finishing their third century and starting their fourth century of being a bank. Do you think the Royal Bank of Scotland gets their information from the Wall Street Journal or from people who make the news?
Evidently, they were connected with the people who make the news.
Obviously. 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 Here's our break. The call-in number is 800-313-9443.
Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of March. If you plan on being in Dallas next week, I will be the keynote speaker at the Hear the Watchman conference. Go to my website to get the promotion code to get $20 off the admission price. And if you can't be there, you can get 20% off the live stream price. So that's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com. Jeff, we've got a couple of callers on hold here. First, we go to Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen. Can you hear
me? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was in the news this week that Mr. Putin said that maybe Jews or minorities such as the Tatars were behind U.S. election interference. And I think it's important to remember that Russia is a big country with many people with potential dual allegiances within Russia, just like in the United States, we have many different factions here with dual allegiance trying to steer foreign policy. So the same applies to Russia. Now, John, you know, you are a former detective, and I would think one of the things you would know, the first rule of being a detective would be to take your time, weigh the evidence, and not rush to judgment. I mean, the fact of the matter is, what makes you not think that this couldn't be an MI6 or CIA job in order to frame Russia? After all, we've seen an overall policy of America and Britain to demonize the Russians, and we've seen them take it to such petty levels that we had to, meddle in Ukraine and topple the democratically elected Ukrainian government, and also the petty level of trying to demonize and get Russian athletes out of the Olympics on petty charges of, drug use.
Okay, well, let me respond here. First of all, I live in the world of evidence. The possibility of MI5 or CIA being involved is certainly a possibility, but in the absence of evidence, that's all it is a possibility. The evidence we've seen, the evidence I've seen, is if there was any Russian meddling, it did not rise to the level of changing the outcome of the election or changing what happened with the Electoral College. Jeff, do you have any follow-up on Paul's question here?
Yeah, I don't think that it's right that to say that Britain or the United States as countries, the leadership, want to have trouble with Russia. I don't think that's true, and I don't think it's true that we were responsible for the revolution in Ukraine. He must not know many Ukrainians, and he must not know the really history of Maidan Square and what's happened in Ukraine since 1991 to say that.
I am aware that we've actually funded color revolutions throughout the world, and to the point of several billion, I believe, that we funded in Ukraine to instigate this. And, of course, Victoria Nuland being right there on the ground.
Victoria Nuland's phone call does not prove that we caused the revolution in Ukraine.
So there's no such thing as a color revolution. There is no such thing. America does not try to instigate mobs in foreign countries to influence elections. That doesn't happen?
Oh, the United States has done that before. Of course, you know that they have.
Oh, okay.
But do you think that Ukraine is oppressed by Russia? Do you think that's
not
possible?
At all? No.
Do you think there are Soviet structures in Ukraine that keep the economy completely controlled?
Ukraine. Let's put it just this way: Ukraine is free to, treat Russians who live, ethnic Russians, decently within Ukraine. And when you have Julia Tymoshenko saying that we ought to murder the ethnic Russians, a former prime minister of Ukraine, I think that would alienate the Crimeans and the ethnic Russians who live in the eastern provinces. And Russia, as my opinion is, was trying to interdict a genocide of basically neo-Nazi Ukrainians. So that's why I'm sympathizer.
Really, the thing is, if you understand anything about Ukrainian politics, one of the first things you have to know is Yulia Tymoshenko is a Kremlin agent. And what she did by saying that about Russians and that was publicized was what's called in the Russian game a provocation. A provocation is when you get one of your agents posing as a friend of freedom for the country they're an agent in, provoking an incident which then justifies Russia to do something like invading the country.
That's
well, Russia never invaded the country, as we know. There might be Russian citizens and others who joined to go fight their ethnic kinsmen in eastern Russia, eastern Ukraine.
You do know about the Budapest Agreement, right? You do know that there's a treaty in which Russia agreed to respect the borders of Ukraine as given at that time in the 1990s, right?
But you as an anti-communist, you're basically defending that a Marxist Mr. Khrushchev, when he gave Ukraine away from Russia and basically gave away Crimea, and so you're basically defending the actions of a dictator.
No, I'm saying there
was a
treaty in the 1990s. The Russians did not have to make a treaty in 1990.
Hold that thought, Jeff. Hold that thought. We got a bomb the hour break. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of March. I have a new article posted at my website, an article I wrote. Look on the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. A little bit to the bottom and left of my new headshot where it says, "The National Gun Control Debate, Chasing Technology, Emotions Versus Logic." I've got a little more editing to do on it, but it's pretty much a complete article ready to go. And right at the end, you'll see the clip, the 20-second clip from the wildly popular TV show The Rifleman, where Chuck Connors shoots a 1892 Winchester 12 times in 4 seconds. That's pretty neat. Also, my website, of course, are Energy Cleaners. This is my home business. This is what pays the bill. I help people get healthy, and they help me make a living. That's how the Energy Cleaner business works. If you've got issues with pain, you need an Energy Cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep, you need an Energy Cleaner. Want to get your life back? Get yourself an Energy Cleaner. $285 shipping included. 2 American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with them. Well, we got the twin, full, queen, king, California king, handy travel size. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Yeah, you can send me a check if you need to. My address is right there at my website, thelibertyman.com. Here's my toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Rizzing with Jeff Nyquist. And Jeff's website is jrnyquist.com. Jeff, I want you to respond to Paul's comments there. We do need to move on. I don't want to take up the whole show here with Paul's questions. But Jeff, give us a response to what Paul was saying.
Yeah. The Budapest Memorandum was 5th December 1994. If the Russians wanted Crimea and believed it belonged to them, that was their opportunity to speak up. That was when Ukraine had nuclear weapons. The Russians wanted those nuclear weapons. The exchange was the nuclear weapons of Ukraine in exchange for Russian guarantees of Ukrainian independence. And that was what it was about. And look, the Russians didn't have to sign the agreement. He wants to go back to Khrushchev and say that I support some kind of communist dictator giving away territory. That's just a verbal trick that Paul is using. The fact is the Russians wanted the Ukrainian nuclear weapons. They saw no problem then with Ukraine controlling Sevastopol and Crimea. So they signed on. They made the agreement. The nuclear weapons in Ukraine were given to Russia, and the Russians gave their guarantee that they wouldn't violate Ukraine's borders. So it seems pretty simple, a breaking of an agreement guaranteed by Russia and Britain, and there were no consequences for Russia except for the sanctions. They basically annexed a part of another country's territory that they themselves promised not to do. I don't know how simpler it can be.
It's not more simpler. Mm-hmm. Paul, do you have one more follow-up before we wrap this up?
Yeah, I just think it's within Russia's rights to interdict what was going to be an obvious genocide, and you can see that because Crimea voted 95% to join Russia. Look how lucky they are. No genocide for them like what's happening to the Lugansk and eastern provinces of Ukraine. So it just goes to show you they were smart, the Crimeans.
Okay. Well thank you, Paul. We appreciate the call. Any more follow-up, Jeff, before we move on to our next caller?
Well, I don't think anybody should trust the supposed open and free and fair voting in Crimea. I don't think that we're not talking about a real free democratic system here.
What was it? Was it Stalin who said? Russia. Was it Stalin who said something to the effect, "I care not who people vote for as long as I can control who counts the votes"? Something along those lines.
Yeah. He said it doesn't matter who people vote for; it matters who counts the votes. You know. So yeah, that's after he was.
I've seen that happen. I've seen that happen locally.
Yeah, he was technically voted out.
I've seen vote fraud myself up close and personal here in Missouri. Here's our next caller. We got Johnny in Missouri. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Moore, and all my relatives out there. I got a couple things, John, real quick, but my father was actually an instructor at West Point when Chuck Connors was there doing his
studies. No kidding.
That's pretty wild.
The early to mid-1950s along there?
Yep. He just got back in country from Korea. It's really neat I'd come in behind that last gentleman. You being a fact-based man, like to do investigative research, are you aware of the expositions from Peter Dale Scott, where he talks about the intelligence services? Oh, man, it is awesome, because, guys, our enemy is not in a foreign country. It's right here at home, and it's mostly the intelligence services. Well, it's the criminality embedded within it to keep our businesses running on a war footing, and they won't let the peacetime manufacturing come forward.
There are some.
Go ahead, John.
there's just in the headline today that one of the main reasons, maybe the reason, that Secretary of State was fired was because he wasn't going along with making peace with North Korea.
Well, I thought it was interesting he was traveling to Africa when it happened, or when he got his first notice. Like,
yeah.
Wow, what was he doing in Africa?
That's the wrong position.
You know, we should be in South Korea or North Korea specifically. Trying to make some
communications, where you physically are doesn't matter that much anymore with instant communications.
Well, yeah.
But it is interesting. Okay, Johnny,
right there.
Anything else? Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a supporter of the Campaign for Liberty, John? I don't want to share the information if I'm getting crossways with your format.
Is that connected to Ron Paul or Rand Paul?
Yeah. It was an offshoot of Ron Paul's.
Yeah, well, I support what the Pauls do, Rand Paul and Ron Paul both. Yes, sir.
Most excellent. There will be a symposium in Memphis that's being sponsored by the Campaign for Liberty. I believe it's the 26th of March.
Well, send me a link on that, John. Yeah, send me a link on that, and we'll see if we can get it posted on my website.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be great, John. Sure appreciate it.
Okay, Johnny.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Good morning.
We appreciate it. Yeah. Jeff, did I mention to you that 2 years ago I was being part of a team to recruit former special forces to go to Ukraine and train Ukrainian special forces to be compliant with NATO special forces? Did we ever talk about that?
No, you never did.
Okay. Well, I was, and I was. We were putting together a team to do that, and getting all the protocols together and all the logistics and so forth. There was a unnamed Ukrainian oligarch who was supposed to provide the funding. The funding never happened, so the mission never took off. But I was looking forward to it. I was doing my homework, doing my research. I was kind of expecting that we would learn more from. And of course, these guys are all Spetsnaz, by the way. Of course, that's Ukrainian Special Forces. They all have the Spetsnaz protocols. I was expecting to learn more from them than they would learn from us. But it would have been a really neat mission to be part of, to help Ukraine maintain their independence and have NATO standards within Ukrainian Special Forces. It would have been a fun project, and unfortunately it didn't happen. So I thought I'd share that with you, Jeff.
That's interesting. Yeah, the whole Ukraine thing is very complicated, and it's a very interesting thing. But one thing about oligarchs from the former Soviet Union is most of them are basically working for Moscow. And you can't, even if they pretend to be friends, you got to watch them carefully, because it turns out over time they do things, yeah, that are kind of helpful here, but then they're really damaging the cause in other areas. And you have to wonder what the deal is. I've had a number of former KGB officers tell me that the oligarchs in the former Soviet Union were all recruited to be oligarchs by the KGB and by the Communist Party Soviet Union. For a period of capitalism and fake democracy that they were preparing. So,
well, that makes perfect sense that they would do that. And of course, I didn't really learn the identity or source of wealth for this oligarch in Ukraine, and quite frankly, at the time, I didn't care as long as the mission would move forward. But it became a non-issue when the funding wasn't there, and we all went back to our normal lives afterwards. But it would have been a neat project, and I was sort of looking forward to being part of that. Ukraine's been through a lot. Stalin demonized the farmers there. Any farmer that owned 20 or more acres had the title of kulak. And it was a derogatory term. They were made out to be some kind of evil capitalist because they owned 20 acres or more of farmland. And many of them died in gulags, being shipped off to Siberia, never to be seen again, weren't they?
Yeah, they killed a lot of people. I mean, it's anywhere from 7 to 17 million were killed in Ukraine.
And it was within living memory. Within living memory. Which means, of course, there's men and women alive who were young, either young adults or teenagers, and they saw this up close and personal firsthand, where the communists came in there from Russia and murdered people and basically destroyed the area. Ukraine had been the breadbasket for much of Europe prior to that, hadn't it?
Yeah, they have very rich soil in Ukraine, yes.
A friend of mine, he escaped from Czechoslovakia, which is now the Czech Republic. He told me that it was Czech farmers that went in there in the 19th century and brought modern farming methods to Ukraine, which turned Ukraine into the breadbasket of Europe. Ukraine is similar to Poland. It doesn't have defendable borders. It's been invaded by multiple enemies over many centuries. It's a country of beautiful people that are highly productive, very bright. I found out that the world's largest aircraft, for example, is manufactured there. I didn't know that until I was told. It's a beautiful place, and they deserve their freedom and their liberty and to be left alone. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, I think they do, and they were very brave. The fighting, you know, there's a documentary about the Maidan Square revolution that everybody should see, because these people exposed themselves to bullets. I mean, it's a kind of miracle. The Ukrainian government got to the point where they couldn't slaughter them without the whole country rising up, and so the government basically broke and had to flee to Russia.
And I've seen a documentary on that. Yes, it's very moving. Go ahead with your follow up, sir.
It is very moving, and I would just say that the fact that the president Yanukovych fled to Russia tells you all you need to know about him. When a man flees to Russia, you know on what side he's always been.
Obviously, clearly, and obviously that's the case. Well, that part of the world, you know, I was in Prague last July. I may be back there again this summer. Very similar people in terms of their ethnic heritage, their culture, the part of the world they live in, the climate, and so forth. Beautiful people, beautiful climate, good growing season, highly productive, with a rich history of being independent. And they've survived communism. The boot was in their face for decades at the end of World War II. They survived it, and I find it rather ironic, Jeff, that the strongest anti-Muslim countries in Europe are the ones that had the boot of communism in their face for all those decades. I find that rather ironic, don't you?
Yeah, well, you see, the thing is that communist dictatorship doesn't convince people in their hearts to believe in it. And they remain, in essence, nationalistic in their thinking. Whereas in the West, our commercial culture has kind of eroded away our nationalism. So it's kind of interesting to see.
It is. It is. And it's, yeah. It gives me hope that there's these Christian enclaves of the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, a couple of others that are resisting the EU mandates to bring in unrestricted these Muslims into the countries. I read that Angela Merkel was fearful of being looked at as a Nazi if she didn't allow the unrestricted immigration of the Muslims into Germany. And I was quite frankly a bit surprised and shocked that she got reelected. How about you?
Yeah. Well, excuse me. Yeah, I would say it is surprising if you don't understand the kind of psychological conditioning the Germans have had since World War II. I mean, the guilt and the, about the war and the national psychology of the Germans and the way that the left has really poisoned their discourse. The Germans have political correctness more than we do. and it's affected them. And so she's the most conservative person that they could probably have, but she's, you know, she came up in East Germany and she lied about her background as an East German. She was really a leader in the communist youth organization there. And she was trained in Russia. So Merkel is a very strange kettle of fish, and the Germans have serious psychological, national psychological problems.
It's become generational, and it's by design. Yeah. It's, mm-hmm. You know, people 70 years and 72 years and younger weren't even alive when the Nazis were doing what they were doing, which is basically almost everybody in the country. So it's an amazing thing, this generational guilt that they've put on through people. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of March. We're our last caller on hold here. We got Joe in Rhode Island. Good morning, Joe.
How are you, John?
Really good, sir. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to speak to Jeff for a minute. J.
Jeff, could you give me an estimate of how many Christians were killed in the USSR between 1917 and 1988? A rough ballpark figure.
Probably over 20 million, maybe over 30 million. It depends on how you define Christians. Christianity was ruled out. The churches were closed by Lenin. They were turned into armories, actually, many of the churches were, or museums.
Museums,
and
yeah.
they executed a lot of priests, a lot of Orthodox priests. So it's since most of the country of Russia was Christian, since probably 80 or 90% of the country were Christians, then if Stalin killed 60 million, it has to be, it could be 50 million. It could be, you know, if he only killed 30 million, it could be well over 25 million. So this is what we're looking at. We don't know. They falsified so many records in the Soviet Union. You know, Stalin had all of the people that took the census. He had the entire census executed because they came up with a number too low reflecting all the killings, and he needed them to reflect the country's population growth at a time he was killing them faster than they were reproducing. So that's the kind of killing that went on. How many were Christians? It's a hard one to say.
Yeah. Are there any Christian missionaries? Are there any Christian missionaries there today working in Russia?
Oh, I'm sure.
What is the accessibility of Christians from the United States going there and working with other Christians, fellow Christians, and maybe doing some research on the?
Right. Well, the pastor of my church was a missionary in Kazakhstan, a former Soviet province.
Yeah, I have a friend, a close friend, who was a missionary in Russia in the 1990s at Novosibirsk in Siberia. That's the biggest city in Siberia. And there, the KGB gave them their building for a church. Then they brought more than $1 million from Canada and the United States, and they built a new church. And then somehow the KGB got the building back, you know, and got the church. And so they got a free building for $1 million built by Christians. They passed laws in Russia to prevent Christian proselytizing other than Orthodox. The Orthodox Church there is controlled by the secret police. So, you know, anybody going there to do Christian mission work is doing something dangerous.
Even today, in 2018.
Even today.
Mm-hmm.
What a shame. You know,
Joe, thank you for the call. We got to wrap it up. Joe, we're out of time.
All right, John.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Jeff, thank you, sir. Have you back next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.